Some good news.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding mixed gender patient care units at the Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Lucy, sorry.
Thank you very much. This is an informational report outlining our plans and progress towards implementing the mixed gender unit recommendations to open two units, one being a women's treatment unit, the other being an intensive treatment unit. This is written fairly clinically, and I do apologize for that, but we've been spending most of our time on really developing the clinical foundations for these programs. The women's treatment unit will be a short-stay inpatient unit. We hope to have that be primarily focused on trauma-informed care, and we'll be using tenants from the sanctuary model, which is a part of the trauma-informed care thinking. The goal of that unit will be to help people achieve skills so that they can continue to function and at the best level of their ability out in the community. It is not intended to be a place where people spend a lot of time dealing with the particular trauma, but rather get some skills so that they can go home and then they'll deal with their trauma and through discharge planning and therapy. The treatment menu for this area will be really, as I said, based on recovery principles. Again, focusing deeply on the sanctuary models. We are hoping to make good use of our peer specialists, which is your next report. The peer specialists are individuals that really do spend a lot of time with our clients, helping them to build a good rapport, active listening, helping them to understand that there is hope for recovery. Our treatment, we plan for our treatment to include a lot of skills groups, particularly issues relating to self-soothing, how do you decrease your own anxiety, those kinds of things. We will have an in-sensory room, make good use of our music and occupational therapists, as well as the nurses will be very involved in doing some recovery education and medication management. Each client will, of course, have their own individual treatment plan, and we hope that work very carefully in terms of discharge planning by connecting resources inpatient with people outpatient. So we're looking to have some, beginning to have some discussions, very beginning to have some discussions with some outside groups that focus on these kinds of unfortunate issues in people's lives and see if we can have some internal, external partnerships with the clients. We are very concerned about both of these units that staff education is key. And so we are looking now, once we've decided on kind of what the approach will be in this unit, we're looking to manage our census in such a way that we can have some very intensive education for the staff. It's also important that the staff be very much of a team, and so we'll look to do some team building as well as staff education. We're at the point now of looking at the developing of our staff education plan, finalizing and sort of firming up our plans as it relates to any environmental changes that we'd want to make for this unit, as well as working with the medical staff regarding some standard treatment protocols and those kinds of things. The intensive treatment unit will be a unit that will be, as it says, intensive. It will be a unit, and we are planning around 16 beds, but we'll have a higher level of staff-to-patient ratio. Like any intensive care, the function of an intensive care is to provide intensive monitoring, better assessment. It allows you to use some techniques that you can't use when you have a higher patient load. And obviously, this will be patients that we would see as high risk, either from extreme mania or from aggression. This unit is not quite as far along clinically as the women's treatment unit, but we are again working with our medical staff to define what will occur there, also having some discussions with our pharmacy consultants. Again, this unit would be, again, based on the principles of trauma-informed care, and our major activity in this unit, besides managing aggressive behavior, will also be planning, looking at triggers, looking at early recognition, and developing a very strong treatment intervention plan so that people can, as patients can be discharged to other lower levels of care, and but the patient will go with a very defined treatment plan that can help them be managed in other settings. Both of these units will have very strong quality assurance to measure their outcomes, and we're excited, truly excited about both of these opportunities. One thing I did want to say about the intensive treatment unit, and I think you've heard me say this before, it's almost more important to say what it is not as well as what it is. This is not going to be a secure unit in the sense of a prison unit. It's not going to be a unit where people are that are all the aggressive patients will not be here. Maybe a patient that's stable, has an occasional bout of aggression, that may be someplace else. But this will be the unit for people that we're really looking at very high-risk clients and really trying to get some very good stabilization, rapid stabilization, and good planning with these individuals. Again, very important to do staff education, make sure that staff is a very much team-oriented staff, and good communication between all levels of providers, the nurses, the therapists, the physicians, even the nursing assistants, even the cleaning staff. Very important to make sure everybody's a very good team player on these kinds of units. Dr. Riegel is here. You all know Dr. Riegel from previous visits. And she is very passionate about this. She told me I could have the hook. But if you have any questions for her, I'm sure we'd be glad to talk about this. As I said, we're very excited about this opportunity. Staff's been working very hard. We have a time frame planned out. Our plan is to open the women's unit on December 19th. And we have monthly activities, benchmarks in order to make that, and the intensive treatment room in January 23rd, in fact. Again, deep, big benchmarks as to how that will all occur. And everyone's very excited and working very hard to make those goals.
Very good. Do you have something you wanted to...
Well, I'm aware of the time that you need to eat lunch and that you still have items on your agenda, so I'd be very happy to answer any questions. I can say a few things about admission criteria, diagnostic mix. What's your pleasure, Madam Chair?
Okay. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Chairwoman. I guess I'm still not clear if we're doing mixed gender units or we're doing a women's unit. I'm confused altogether here.
Well, let's just... We're doing one unit that women will have the option when they come in, and it's not a long-term unit, it's a short-term stay unit. So when women come in, we'll now give them the option to ask,
gotcha.
Would you rather be on an all-woman unit? And if they say yes, then we now are able to accommodate that short-term stay, somewhere within 6 days.
At this point in time, then we would have two general units.
Yeah.
One of the things that was discussed early on was that this unit would be a woman's unit and for medical frail individuals, including males. Further discussion about that suggested that while those clients, some of those male clients, will not a particular threat at this time, may evoke some memories and whatnot. So we will put those medically frail individuals in a different spot.
So then the answer is we still do have mixed gender
units.
Yes,
two.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank
we
you.
Do. Mm-hmm. And our long-term units are still mixed.
And long-term, not
yeah.
Units change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was also a recommendation that was contained in the safety audit done by the audit department, that we take a look at this, and BHD has, you know, taken it to the next step. And I think, as Ms. Luzzi said, they're excited about it. I think it will serve a great need in the community.
Thank you.
Very good. Is there any other comments or questions? I'd just like to really publicly thank you for making this happen, especially since you didn't come back with your hand out saying, hey, we need more money. And I think this is, again, for anybody who says, you know, that Milwaukee County isn't all over this, they're really not paying attention. And so, again, thank you, ladies, very much for all of your time and your effort, because I know things like this don't just happen. And we're extremely appreciative, I think we can say, as a committee, that we've seen this through to fruition and rather rapidly for how Milwaukee County works. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Item number 18.